Now back to a story we've been covering since it broke on Tuesday. That's when Governor Inslee suspended the death penalty. During Inslee's announcement, he acknowledged his decision affected victims' families.
I've talked to family members that have expressed to me they're going to be disappointed by this decision. I've also talked to family members who felt that there was more grief by this constant uncertainty for decades than there was finality. And they think having an added death did not give them additional peace.
Carol Klingbeil understands those emotions very well. On September 17th, 1981, Mitchell Roop robbed the bank where Carol's sister Candy was working. Roop shot Candy and Candy's co-worker Twyla at point-blank range. Candy Hemmig left behind a husband and three kids, ages 16, 13, and 7. Carol Klingbeil has had 32 years to process her grief over her sister's murder. But when we spoke earlier today, I asked Klingbeil when she was sitting there at the original trial if she wanted Mitchell Roop to be executed.
Oh, absolutely. I was obviously very angry, very resentful. I was caught up in that drama, and of course I wanted him dead. In fact, my sister and I, Gail, we would sit there in the courtroom and plot ways that we could kill him and get away with it. We were that upset and angry. Now, of course, that subsided.
Yeah, you, over more than 20 years, went through three different trials with three different juries deliberating the future of this man. And I'm curious for you to talk a little bit about what that experience was like.
Well, you're absolutely right. It went on and on and on. And with each hearing and sentencing, I began to question what this was all about. You know, I've worked all my professional life in the field of interpersonal violence, working with battered women and incest victims, child abuse victims. So my whole philosophy was one of nonviolence, and I really came to question why I was in favor of the death penalty.
I'm thinking that first trial with you and your sister Gail, that anger that you felt, the wish to exact an eye for an eye, was purely emotional and non-intellectual at all.
Oh, absolutely. It was very emotional. And as I started to peel away the layers of that anger and resentment and grief, I was left with absolutely no support for the death penalty whatsoever.
In 2006, Mitchell Roop died of liver failure, and he was still incarcerated. What was your reaction to that news?
Well, you hate to say that you're glad somebody's dead, but the fact is, I'm sure he had a lot of explaining to do with his maker about what his life had been like, and you know, I was easy with it.
How did you hear about Governor Inslee's decision to impose a moratorium on the death penalty?
I heard it on the news, and prior to that, a friend of mine who's an attorney alerted me to his decision.
What was your initial response to that?
Oh, I'm absolutely thrilled with his leadership on this issue. I think that's the kind of leadership that we need now to get the discussion up in various venues. I'm extremely pleased, even though he's been taking some flack as a result of it.
Yes, he has, especially from many prosecutors. You mentioned put this up for discussion. What do you think people should be talking about when it comes to the death penalty?
Well, I think it's important to look at the pros and the cons of the death penalty. There's a lot of discussion about costs, but the emotional cost is also very important to consider. And in the sort of drama of trial, family members get caught up in their emotions. And in my opinion, they get led a lot by prosecutors who are doing their job but may not be serving the needs of the family members and victims of the crime.
Do you feel that you've reached a place where you have, where you feel some peace over this murder?
Yes, I have. I feel a certain amount of peace. Now, that's not to say that I still don't feel some loss and grief for Candy, because I think about her and I worry about her children still. they're certainly adults now, but time has helped, and talking about it and having a good support system has helped. And, you know, she'd be, it's 32 years, she'd be 66 years old, and I think about all those years in between that we've missed. So there's some sadness about it, but it comes with a sense of peace.
Carol, thank you so much for sharing your story with me and our listeners.
Thank you. I appreciate doing it.
Carol Klingbeil is the former director of social work for Harborview Medical Center, a retired associate professor in the University of Washington School of Social Work. Her sister's killer, Mitchell Roop, died of liver failure at Walla Walla State Penitentiary in 2006. It's The Record with Ross Reynolds. I'm Marcy Silman.